Eurosceptic President Václav Klaus on Thursday threw another spanner in the works of the Lisbon Treaty. During a telephone conversation with Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, whose country currently presides over the EU, the Czech President said that he would only sign the Lisbon Treaty on two conditions: if the Czech Constitutional Court rejected a legal challenge to it, and if the EU was prepared to add a footnote to the treaty pertaining to the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. Daniela Lazarova has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Daniela, first of all, what exactly is the Czech president after? How is this new demand being interpreted?
Well, Rosie, I have to say that this latest demand has come as a major surprise, not just to EU officials, but to politicians here in the Czech Republic. So at this point, nobody is quite sure how to interpret it. And it's all just another sign of how unpredictable Czech politics is, particularly how unpredictable President Václav Klaus is, who very often acts as a lone player. The head of the European Parliament, Jerzy Buzek, is in Prague today, and he's been holding intensive consultations both with the Czech Prime Minister, with Mr. Fischer, and President Klaus to ascertain what this is all about and how big a hurdle this latest demand is, whether it seriously threatens the treaty's ratification.
So what is it exactly that President Václav Klaus wants?
Well, following talks with Mr. Klaus, Mr. Buzek confirmed that the Czech president actually wanted an opt-out on the Charter of Fundamental Rights that's attached to the Lisbon Treaty, meaning that he wants an exemption of application of some rights. Now, there has been speculation in the Polish media that it could be linked to the post-war Sudeten-German expulsions, that the president fears the treaty could open the door to property disputes with Sudeten-Germans. Now, that's not been confirmed because Mr. Klaus himself won't say what the opt-out is about. However, if it was something of that kind, it would mean that the appendix or the footnote would have to be approved over again by the 27 member states. In any case, the Czech president is not actually in a position to ask for such a change himself. It would have to be the Czech government, specifically the prime minister, who would have to do that. And Mr. Buzek has basically asked the Czechs to sort this out between them. He's asked them to decide whether they want to ask for an opt-out or not before the EU has anything to say about it.
So what would the chances of Prime Minister Jan Fischer's government asking for this opt-out actually be? I mean, after all, the treaty has been approved by both houses of the Czech Parliament already.
That's true, and it's hard to say what the caretaker Prime Minister will now do. This is certainly not an easy decision for him. There are 500 million people waiting for the Czech Republic to ratify this treaty, and officials in Brussels are getting impatient. Some are already calling for Plan B. Mr. Fischer told reporters today that he would analyse the matter and take a stand in due course, possibly when he knows all the details. Either way, the Czech Republic has a very big problem, not just the EU, but the Czech Republic. Some legal experts say the president is overstepping his powers in this matter, so obviously pressure will be exerted on President Klaus here at home to sign. If he doesn't, Czech politicians could start impeachment proceedings against him, and indeed the Green Party is already calling for that. Or Parliament could vote him unfit for office, which would create internal chaos here in the Czech Republic. If the Prime Minister, on the other hand, does ask for the opt-out, there would most likely be a long delay. Brussels would doubtless come up with Plan B, and the Czech Republic would have damaged its reputation in the EU beyond repair. So at present, it just seems to be a lose-lose situation for the Czechs.
Well, this all sounds very confusing and unfortunate indeed. Daniela Lazarova, thank you very much, and we'll be sure to keep you up to date with all of the twists and turns that there are bound to be in this story as it develops.